Thanks for downloading this podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy wherever they get their podcasts.
Hello everybody and welcome to another Real World Road Test on the Radio Show Limited network of channels. Now, as you know, I normally do a walk around the outside of the car before we do a little bit of driving, but due to the vagaries of the UK weather today, it's all going to be done from inside the car because it's absolutely pouring, which is a shame because the subject of our Real World Road Test is the 2022 Porsche 718 Boxster GTS 4.0.
Real World Road Tests.
You can probably hear the windscreen wipers and the rain. It is a particularly dreary day today, as the Scots would say. But never eschew the opportunity to drive a Porsche in whatever the conditions. Let's do the outside and the inside bits first before we come to the driving and just give you an idea of how this Boxster came into being. If you go back to 98, 99, just after the 996 911 came out, Porsche came up with the idea of a mid-engined roadster. The Porsche Boxster was born using a lot of components from the new, their new 996, all the front subframe and suspension. Gone through a couple of iterations and it's been joined by the Coupe Cayman, of course, as well. The second iteration ended around about 2015. That was the 981. And unusually for Porsche, it was the 982 that took over. It's not always the case. The 982, but was also in its nomenclature to the public, those were the type numbers and the project numbers, but it was called the 718. That was harking back to the old race cars back in the early days of Porsche. Now, initially, the 718 didn't get that good a response. The flat 6 was replaced by a flat 4 engine, 2 litres and then at 2.5, which were a tremendously efficient engine, but the motoring critics didn't seem to like those cars at all. The chassis and the styling hadn't changed very much from the 981 car, so a very stylish machine, particularly in the Boxster for my money, with a carbon panel on the as part of the fabric roof, which makes it, as you can hear, with the roof up now, a very pleasant place to be, and it's not that noisy. So most of those things didn't change. The styling from the outside on the 982, pretty much exactly the same as the 981. That had been a little bit of a change from the first iteration of cars, more to reflect the 918 sports car and the 911 of the time. The slots just ahead of the rear wheels being the prominent styling feature. And for the 718, you got a light bar, a reflective bar, all the way across the back between the rear lights. Something that actually the 911s have taken on since then, haven't they? So that brings you up to date with where the Boxster came from and where we are with this particular machine. So this 718 GTS then, we first saw the GTS in 2020 and it was returned to the flat six cylinder engine mounted amidships. Now, as you know, at Hindhoff Towers, we have a 981 and Eve's had that since 2015. She loves it and she tells me so long as she can get in and out of it, she's never going to get rid of it. That's a 2.7. That was a brand new engine for that particular model of the car and produces about 260 horsepower, and it's mounted amidships and very low down. I'll be honest with you, I've never seen the engine in that car. I know it's there, I hear it, but you just can't see it. I've no idea how anybody services it, but apparently they're not that difficult to work on. Well, says the man who doesn't have to work on them. So after the 718 got those four-cylinder engines, Porsche decided it was a good idea to go back to a six. And there was a couple of iterations of the six-cylinder, the 3.8 six-cylinder, which came out of the 991 Porsche. Very good engine at that. And then this 4-litre popped up in the, what effectively was the GT4. And this is a slightly down-tuned version of that engine. Now, it's not the same engine as the 911 GT3. That's reserved for the GT4 RS, which has just made its appearance in the latter part of 2022 here in the UK. Now, this is a 4-litre that is a bored and stroked version of the engine that you'll find in the 911, which is a 2.9. Now, in the 911s, it's got various states of twin turbo, up to 500 horsepower and beyond, if you really want to play with it. Here, it's just on 400 horsepower, 309 foot-pounds of torque at a reasonable amount of revs. So about 20 horsepower down on the GT4 engine, but interestingly, the torque remains the same. So styling outside and inside, very much the same as the previous car. There's a little bit of change to the air vents in here. This being the GTS, there's quite a lot of Alcantara, which is not my choice. There's a bit of carbon here as well, but there's no doubt you're in a very, very much a premium cabin. This car is in GT silver with a dark carmine red roof. Again, that wouldn't have been my choice, but quite frankly, I think it looks rather good. The interior is quite a lot of black, although it's got some white crayon sort of grey stitching just to lighten it up a bit, and one or two bits of aluminium. Heated GT multifunction steering wheel. These are the standard GTS seats, which have an electrically adjustable backrest but are manual for moving them backwards and forwards. And I know you can spend a lot of money on seats from Porsche, but quite frankly, these are very comfy indeed. Now, as far as the rest of the interior is concerned, well, it's an absolute two-seater. There's a tiny bit of room behind the seats, and there's a handy coat hook there to be used for hanging up your jacket. But as with all Boxsters, there are two luggage compartments, one in the front, which is at least as big as a 911, and one in the back, which is above the engine. And as I've said before, always handy to put your takeaway in, because it keeps it warm on the way back home. And that actually is quite useful too. Very easy to do a week shopping. I tend to put the cool stuff in the front and the stuff that doesn't matter if it gets warm in the back. And for touring, and we have been away for 3 or 4 days in this car, absolutely no issue at all at getting a couple of cabin-sized suitcases in the front and then bits and bobs in the back, or at least in the middle part at the back. So very much in terms of a typical Porsche evolution rather than a revolution. But what's it like to drive, and how does this 4-litre engine, non-turbocharged engine, how does that make the grade, and what does that do to a chassis that we know from previous versions is already very good indeed? Well, that's what we'll explore next here on this real-world road test of the 2022 Porsche 718 Boxster GTS 4-litre.
Real-world road test.
So here we are then on the road in the 2022 Porsche 718 Boxster 4-litre GTS. So the first thing to say is congratulations to the suspension team at Porsche. The GTS is signified by having 20-inch rims, and you would think that would detract from the normally well-balanced ride that this car has. Not at all. It's absolutely superb. It rides just as well as Eve's 981, and that's on 18-inch rims. And of course, it's packing almost 150, well, 140 horsepower more. Just going to slow down here for a moment and pull over. And we're on a mile-long straight at the moment. And the car is a PDK. So if we just accelerate away now, you'll hear the PDK going through its gear changes. Now, quite nice, 7-speed PDK, and again, just going to slow down here. We've got the roof up because it's raining, but I just want to do one very quick thing. We're down to just under 40 miles an hour, and I'm going to pop the roof, and you can do that up to just under 40 miles an hour, and it takes about 10 seconds. There you go, it's done. Still on this very long mile straight. Now again, accelerating away with PDK in drive. And a little bit more wind noise, but this is a very nice place to be. So much so that even in the ravages of an English autumn and winter, it's quite easy to drive it with the top down more than you need the top up. There's a little wind deflector between the two rollover hoops, and that does a pretty good job. They've obviously played with the aero a little bit from the 981 model, because on that car, when it did rain and you were running along, you got a little bit of rainwater over the top of the side windows into the car. It doesn't do that nearly as much here, in fact hardly at all. The wing mirrors are a little bit different, actually. I've just noticed they're from the they're the Porsche exclusive mirrors from the 991.2, I think, actually. The driving experience with that 4-litre engine proves to me that there really is no substitute for cubic capacity. No turbochargers, of course, so you don't have the instant torque that you get on this engine in 2.9 form with the two twin turbos, say on the 911 992 GTS, where it puts out nearly 500 horsepower. That's another 100 horsepower more. But it's a brilliant piece of engineering. The only thing that I would say about this car, it comes standard as with a 6-speed manual. The gear ratios on the manual are quite long, which some commentators have said spoils the experience. But I don't understand why anybody would buy this car and spend an extra £2,300 to put the PDK on it. It's beautifully tactile with the paddles here either side of the steering wheel. But it just takes something away from the driving experience, which otherwise is fantastic. I've mentioned the suspension in terms of the wheel control. The chassis is brilliant, as it was on the previous model, and I often wondered what a 981 would be like with 100 or so extra horsepower. Well, now I've found out. So is it in some ways a competitor for the 911? I suppose it is, because you have a mid-engine car, which inherently, of course, is a better handling package. You don't have the extra room behind the front seats of the venerable 911. But there is one problem if you're thinking of this, of what, you know, what competitors to this car. It really doesn't have a lot of competitors outside of other Porsches. But the problem is that you're over £70,000 before you start adding any options to this car, and you can easily get into 911 territory when a basic 911 Carrera with 300 and plenty horsepower is in the mid 80s now, still a heck of a lot of money, and this is a somewhere it's a different proposition, but it's really enjoyable. And where you really notice the differences between this and, say, a 911 is its width. It's a little bit narrower. It is a bit longer in the wheelbase, actually, than a 911, which I'm surprised about. But that gives it a little bit more stability. It's still nimble enough because it's lighter and it's a bit narrower, so it's easier to park. But it's just a fun car to drive. And what this proves to me is what a performance bargain lesser versions of this car is. If you can pick up a last of the six-cylinder 981 for probably under, well under half used than the price of this car, then you'd be doing yourself a real favour, because this package is very good indeed. What Porsche have done here with the 718 Boxster GTS 4 litre is they've improved on something that was already very good indeed. A bit like sharpening a razor blade. But the changes are noticeable. The engine suits this car. You can get the GTS as a coupe, as a Cayman as well. But don't spend that extra £2,300 on the PDK. You don't need to spec the Sport exhaust because it comes with it. And as ever, the Porsche Sport exhaust is an absolute thing of wonder, because when you accelerate, even in the low gears, it just burbles away behind you. And bear in mind, we're doing 55, 60 miles an hour now, national speed limit, A road, top down. It's 14 degrees outside with a little bit of drizzle. I've got the heated seat on number one. I don't know what number three would do, because frankly, number two would do your pizza for you. Maybe if you didn't want to go for the chemical peel, but you wanted to do something else. But heated seat number one, even in the harshest of conditions, is pretty good. There's something that's almost bizarre to say with a £70,000 car. There's almost something that's a bit back to basics with this car. It's clearly not an MX-5, but it's in that kind of vein. You feel connected to the road, you feel connected to your surroundings because the top's down, and it brings back the pleasure and the joy of driving. And it's made me realise that everybody needs a convertible in their life. Now, we're fortunate that we have the previous model to this, and it has made me realise what a great car that is. But this 4-litre engine, what an addition. Porsche back to form, back to six cylinders, back to a great noise, back to being Porsches. The GTS version of the Type 982 Boxster, the 718 4-litre. What a package. What a package. You can sometimes think that there's bits of a car that stand out, but everything here works so well together. And I can't believe that we've had this on the sport chassis setting pretty much all the time, and even on the worst of British roads. And trust me, we've been over some pretty unruly bits of tarmac through the Cotswolds in this car. It's never been anything other than poised, even when driving spiritedly, I would say. Oh, and by the way, you probably don't buy a car like this or consider a car like this and think of fuel economy. But as I said, you could tour in this car, so it would be absolutely sensible to talk about your mileage. Well, we've done nearly 400 miles in this car on a tank of petrol. On a motorway run, cruising along with the PDK in 7th, then late 30s miles to the gallon, absolutely achievable. And if you use the very clever sailing device that the PDK has, and that is one advantage of the PDK. So when you're in a gear, if you pull back towards you on the right-hand paddle and it can't change up, if you just hold it for a second, it sort of disconnects the engine from the gearbox and lets you coast. And your miles per gallon figures go through the roof when you do that. And doing that when you're in traffic or following traffic or even on a motorway when you know you've got a downhill section coming, it's actually quite good fun and entertaining to watch your range on the fuel gauge going up instead of going down. So there we have it, a car that in some ways, because we have the previous version, feels very very comfortable and a bit like jumping into an old friend, but also because of that 4-litre engine, has a distinctively different character and personality, and it has come together so well. Porsche knocking it out of the park, using their platforms very well, and the bored and stroked version of the 2.9 engine, now at 4 litres without the turbo, is undoubtedly the heart of this car, but it's not all of it. Brilliant little package, highly recommended. Porsche 718 Boxster Type 982 4-litre GTS. Bit of a shame to give it back, to be honest.
Another real-world road test. Check out more at RadioLeMans.com. This programme is a Radio Show Limited production.
Tell your friends there's more at RadioLeMans.com.